And so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. We are about like 5 minutes early, 4 minutes. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. Every time you hear a ding that somebody else joining in, as just happened, I welcome that person. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Marilyn in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
All right.
Hi. Hi.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jim from Bedford, New Jersey.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Jim.
Jim, have you been with us before in the past, right?
No, this is actually my first time calling in.
The very first time. A warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Jim.
All right. I'm glad you're here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Chris in Scappoose, Oregon.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to.
I agree. Free will.
Yep. All right. I welcome all those folks that are joining into BBS Radio. We can't hear you. We can't see you, but...
Lone Wolf. Would you give a thank you to Wynn for me? He guided me to a station, the Prophecy Keepers. I'll be speaking on Friday, and I feel very honored to be doing so. Wynn guided me to people, so please thank him for me.
All right. I'll try not to forget. Have we had more people joining in? Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
New Mexico, Raiden.
Raiden, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, sir. Good evening.
Thank you for being here. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Jeannie, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hi, how are you?
Fantastic being here.
Good.
And the next caller joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right.
Hi, Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi,
everybody.
More people have joined in. Please say your name and location.
It's Bob from Chico Highs. How you been?
Hey, Bob. How you doing, brother?
Enjoying the cooler weather we're having.
Yes.
We sure could use the precipitation, though.
Not tomorrow again, I guess. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Sandra from Virginia Beach.
Hello, Sandra. We have Helen here also with us from Virginia Beach.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello. Good evening. Well, for me.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, how are you doing, brother?
A lot better. A lot better.
All right.
I'm good to hear that.
Yeah, you sound better.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh. You know why? Because I got an earth pulse.
Got a what?
An earth pulse from sleeptoheal.com.
Cool.
Yeah. It takes away all your pain. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we had a few more callers joined in. Rock.
Hello, hi, this is Jim. I hope you're well.
Jim in Ohio. Welcome to the call, Jim.
No, I'm giving up on that.
Okay.
Hi, Jim.
You're moving?
Hi, everybody. Love my love to all of you, and I hope you're all healthy and happy.
Oh, thank you.
Blue balls anymore?
That sounded like Jim. Oh, I know who that is. I know who that voice is.
Oh,
I love you too, brother.
Now. I could be in Virginia.
All right. So welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Marshall, Lake Villa, Illinois.
Hey,
Marco.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Wanda in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Good evening.
Hi, Wanda. To-
Hello.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, Donna.
Hi. We'll call later, Wanda.
Sunshine to everyone out there today.
Oh, same to you. Sunshine to you.
Well, I'm going to be on BBS.
Mr. Jim. Sedona,
yes, sir.
Jim. Do you
yes,
know
sir.
About the warehouse for Mr. Free?
Mr. Free will be with you less than momentarily.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
He's adjusting himself.
All right.
And Terry, Terry should be...
Tell not to adjust
just,
too far.
I just saw Terry a moment ago, and I know she'll be along presently.
Yes. I'm aware of that.
I'm here in the background.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, there she is.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hey, Sunshine, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Dharmananda.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. So I welcome those folks on BBS Radio that are joining in here with us on this show, and thank you for being here. We will be starting off here in just a moment.
Well, are there many people
BBS.
On the line?
We have a bunch of people on the line.
Yeah, we have. There's a hockey game on, so lots of people are watching hockey.
All right.
Wait a second. Back up. Give me some information on that hockey game, please. What channel? We're trying to find it. We can't
oh,
find
yeah.
it.
I can, I'll go in the other room and check in a moment here and give
How
you an update.
How kind. Thank you.
Hey, there's a good baseball game on, too.
I just got home off the highway. I've been gone all day, and I just got home, unpacked the truck, so I didn't even check on the game at all. I just know he's watching it.
Part-time help. You got to watch him.
On one of his cable things or rats. I hope not.
Yeah,
we missed Monday night's game, too. So.
Yeah. Sometimes
Don't
they
Don't worry. The Blackhawks are going to win.
Yeah,
I think you're right. They seem to be a stronger team.
All right. Has somebody else joined in? Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Joni in St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the call.
Hi,
Kelly.
Gary.
All right. Good evening, Wynn.
Hi.
You're late, but
hey,
not
Wynn.
Too late.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey. Is everybody
Wynn.
Dried out from the rains, by the way?
Anybody what?
Dried out from the rains that we've been getting all over this country lately?
I can
see the
we'll get more.
All we get is the wind.
Well, Texas went underwater for a little while.
Yeah, Texas is drying out now with the heat that we have.
It's the end of the first, and there's no score. And right now, Don Cherry's talking with a black velvet and gold-trimmed jacket.
Yowza.
Wow.
And he's wearing his American flag. He's wearing an American flag tie with an eagle on the front.
Very cool.
Mm. And the White House below the eagle.
Yeah, but what channel is it on?
What channel has it got on? CBC.
Well, here in Chicago, it's a very beautiful day. It's been 87 degrees. They said there was going to probably be some be warned out for the lightning today, but I'm pretty sure they're not even going to show up.
Yeah. See, he's watching CBC, so that's and we're in Canada, so.
Oh,
you know.
Man. Oh, I wish. Nope, they don't get that down here in the desert in California.
The Santa Anas are still working.
Thank goodness.
It's also on NBCSN, NBC Sports Network.
Being it's
yeah,
the
one you have to buy. We don't have that
game.
One out here either. There's no towers.
Wow.
Don Cherry's going through his memorials for the year. Because it's towards the end of the season for him.
Right.
You know, recognizing certain people in that's
come every time?
No, just certain people that died in that, in
oh,
Americans
oh, yes,
and that,
yes,
that died,
yes.
You know, and that should be recognized.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a couple soldiers and so on.
Oh, that's so good.
Mercury also
that's
is
good.
Coming out of retrograde now. It should get semi-cool by the 11th as far as the balance for the people.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Your ECs.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Well.
And Wynn Lone Wolf is appreciative for the recommendation that you gave him.
Thank you.
Which was that?
I appreciated it very much what he did. It was very kind.
I can't even remember.
You guided me to the Prophecy Network, remember? And McAdoo or Bob Hullabaloo, that guy.
Did you do a show on it?
I will be Friday. Stands with Bear will be with me, and I'm going to read Chief Seattle to them and let the chief talk rather than me. I just read.
Oh, good.
Oh,
oh
good.
So good. That,
so
that
where
is
this going to be publicized?
Go ahead.
It's you know, what's it called? The Prophecy? Prophecy Keepers.
Prophecy Keepers. They've been around since 2003.
It's actually a Native American guy. By the name of, I forget, okay?
That's Boogaloo.
That's
Boogaloo.
No, he's not. That's not a Native American name, okay?
Benny Lou.
He's the DJ. He's the DJ that presents
yeah.
the show.
Matt Boogaloo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been on it. I was in it a long time ago. They're going to have me on. And one of the people that works on that show is a long-term... person who's been on our calls, Matt Boogaloo. And so we had a meeting with Matt Boogaloo, and he was telling me, I didn't know he was affiliated with the show, but he was in Sedona, so I kind of recommended that that they check out Lone Wolf, okay?
And, I spoke to him today. He called me today, and he's operating out of Des Moines, Iowa, is where the show originates from.
Uh-huh. Blue Otter is the name of the guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who is that's his Native American name, and I think he's 100% Native American. And so I thought that would be... A good one. So good. Okay. And
Don, Wynn, it sounds like you have a towel over your microphone.
Is that better now?
Not much, no.
Well, should I call back in?
I think it's your mic, though. But yeah, maybe do that.
Yeah, it's very soft. Okay.
All right. Maybe I'll call in on Skype, okay? If that still works on my phone.
Now it's better,
yeah.
Now you sound better than you did earlier.
It sounds better? Is it acceptable?
It is acceptable, yes.
Is that better now? Testing
one,
yes. 2, 3?
Stick
okay.
to this.
All right, I used the mic. I moved it right up, and it's 6:10, and we should get started. The reason I'm fooling around is...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I'm putting together the questions for today. And we got a lot of questions. And I'm going to, hang on a second. Let's start the recording, guys. Okay?
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 10th, 2015. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Hi's our producer, and I'm calling you a producer, sounding more official, is in Magalia, California, and all of you wherever. And I put a notice out to our general list today. And what does that mean, general list? Well, you know, many, many people have downloaded the book, the Creator God book, and a small percentage of the people have started coming to our conference calls. And, you know, I mention it occasionally, but I don't like, you know, everybody wants you to do something. I don't like to push it. But I do know that the people that have been attending our calls have had amazing, amazing shifts in their life. And there's something about these calls that are, the right word is nonlinear. You know, it's not like anyone's telling you, do this and your life changes, or Tony Robbins is saying, come on, guys, let's go. We don't do that here. It's a very subtle thing where we have, you know, we made contact, and this is something that everyone has to validate for themselves, especially, you know, new people. And it's like, if I say we made contact with these two group souls and they're paying attention to us, I don't want you to believe that. I want you to consider, could that be possible? Because I didn't believe it was possible. I didn't believe what we're doing is possible. And I certainly didn't believe that I could do it. Somebody else would be much better at this than me. But it seems like I am good at it. And I do my best to be the every man who's in the situation, because I am every man. And that we've created a portal, not only for them to communicate, but for people to make a connection with their energy. And that's what's so special, because they are able, I'm convinced this is true, and many people that are on our calls regularly have experienced it. They know what I'm talking about. They are able to flow energy from the higher dimensions into the physical realm in a way that people can feel them, and it's very uplifting, it's very expanded, and it's in the highest sense of looking at this, the way they explain it is the universe is one being. There's one energy in the universe. And you could call that energy God. You could call it love. You could call it the one infinite creator. But this energy subdivides and subdivides. And in this realm, each of us is part of that energy. But there's a predisposition to lose track of it here, because there's so much negativity, there's so much propaganda, there's so many people that have, you know, philosophical or spiritual points of view, which may or may not work. But nonetheless, it's really confusing down here to say, what is coming up, going down, Alfie? What's it all about, Alfie? That's it. And so, you know, they started talking to me in 2002, and I was very skeptical. I said, they can't possibly be who they say they are. But they didn't ask me to do anything. They just kept asking to ask them questions. And so I started asking them questions. And then I was asking questions about the book I was writing. And I took note that they were very wise. And they never tried to control me. And they never disempowered me. And they never said, follow us, or kneel down. But I did learn over the years that the way it really works is they're an aspect of me and you. And we're aspects of all of the oneness. And so, essentially, if I was going to explain it to somebody that's listening to us for the first time, I would say that when they connect energy from where they are into this realm, it's they're a higher aspect of you. So you're having the opportunity to connect with an energy that's a higher aspect of yourself, and then learn how to, hold that space of that energy. And a lot of times when that happens, things shift in your life. Synchronicities happen. You start getting aha experiences. There's nothing to believe here. What I just told you, I don't even want you to believe. Consider the possibility of it. And then keep kicking the tires. Because so many people have been doing that and of having amazing shifts and changes and experiences. And, you know, it's happening where you don't have to join something. You don't have to belong to something. You don't have to spend any money. And we work really hard to be able to put this out and not charge for it. So for all the new people that have asked questions tonight, I really appreciate you doing that, and I hope you'll keep listening and check us out and be really curious, but don't believe it until something inside you connects and say, okay, wow, I got it, okay? So I work with Terry Brown. Terry Brown is able to be a voice for them. And it took me a while, quite a while, to trust this, to do something like this publicly, because as I was learning everything, I learned it was very possible to have what you could call a negative source. And I had to make sure, to the best of my ability, that there was nothing negative in what I was doing. And thus far, it's pretty good. Channeling is in certain ways, it's imprecise. It's not meant to be, at least from my point of view, an absolute thing to say, I'm going to follow this. I always say, when something comes up, decide how it resonates. Decide how it feels. And is there something you can apply to your life? Try to apply it and see if it makes something shift. Why is it not absolute positive? You know, can you always not trust it? Well, first of all, when somebody's a channel, they have their own distortions. Everyone in this realm has distortions. Distortions is not bad. It's just that we come here and we have all our experiences, so we are slightly skewed by our experiences. And it's possible when Terry gives an answer for something that there's something called bleed-through, where something leaks through from her conscious mind into what she says. So you have to consider that. And the other case scenario is who we're talking to is not who they say they are, but something that's imitating them, and that maybe they're giving misleading, misguiding information. Now, I don't think that happens too much. And the reason it doesn't is because we have such high intents, Terry and I, and Hive helps hold the energy for it, and all the people are holding the energy for it. And there's a very loving space here, and it's hard for the negative to get through a loving space. If we were doing this to become famous or to become millionaires, and I'm not against fame or money, but in this particular case, we have to walk very carefully so that we maintain a purity of intent to be a service and not to use this for self-aggrandizing reasons, which would tend to increase the potential for a negative force. So that's just the outline for all the new people. We got loads of questions. And for those of you that have been asking questions regularly over the past months, I'm going to give the opportunity tonight for the people that ask questions for the first time or checking us out to ask questions. And then you can evaluate. You can evaluate from your own experience and feeling how the answers work. And you can also pay attention to when they look at your energy field to answer a question, they are actually moving into your field. And you may feel a sense of upliftment or expansion when that happens. And in a question I asked a long time ago, they said that when they move into your field and then they go back, they leave a trail, which if you're sensitive to energy or look for it, it allows you to follow the trail and create a more expansive energy for yourself, because eventually, you can invoke them. The best way to look at it is we got friends in high places. They really want to be our friends, but we don't know how to connect to them. And they need somebody like me who will introduce them and give you something to reach for, something to look for, because otherwise, it's kind of like an amorphous idea of God, and that can work because they will answer that call. But this is, you know, as you start listening to our calls, you will see a hugely new way of understanding how the universe works. And it doesn't take away from the old ways. It's just like an umbrella on top of it. At least that's the way I see it. Somebody else may not see it that way, and that's okay. It may not work for you. Maybe something else will. But this is working for a lot of people. And it's nothing to believe in. It's not religious. You put it under the category of spiritual. But it's a real-time connection with intelligence at a very high place that is using us to help make connection and assist people in this realm, which, as many of you know, can be a very tough place to be. And in fact, a lot of the people that are attracted to our work actually have chosen to incarnate here to be of service in this realm. And in most cases, once they come here, they forget why they're here, and somehow or another, being exposed to these sources helps to remind people that's true for them. Now, that's not true for everyone. There's 100 million people on this planet that fit that category, and if that sounds like it could be you, I urge you to read our two books, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and the Creator God book, which we give away for free. Some people have downloaded it, but they haven't read it. So I encourage you to read it, because there's vibrations in their words that help you make the connection. At one point, they said in some session or another, if you study us, we study you, because you start to feel their vibrations. And if this is real, this is really a big deal to be able to do that, to connect with the vibrations of these high sources. With that being said, usually I ask Terry, are you ready, Terry? I'm really saying, Terry, are you unmuted? Okay. Are you unmuted, Terry? Yeah.
Yep, I'm unmuted. Yes.
And I still ask Terry if she's ready, and she says no. And then I say, neither am I. And then we just jump into it. And
it's like being ready to step aside.
Yeah, being ready to step aside, okay? And if you're on the line for the first time, I'm really glad you're here. And I hope you check us out really well. And be skeptical, but check us out. And because this, for many people, this is a rare opportunity to shift their entire paradigm and change their position in the universe. And but you have to have the experience. And just be curious and check us out. And that's the best way to say, these guys are full of it, or this is the real deal. And all right, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and we can include those sources that are operating in the Christed light. And this is not religious, but I do believe there's a lot of connection with Jesus to these same sources. For those of you that happen to come in as Christians or skeptical about Christianity, but don't believe that. Like, don't believe anything. We've covered all these things, and we have 1,000 conference calls on our archive site, and many people, when they start feeling the energy on the lines, go through those calls and listen to them, where there's a lot of explanations that go very deep into the universe. So we'll turn it over to our sources to greet us. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We spread our energies over all of the listening audience, all of the future listening audience. And for those that wish to be connected with, we connect with them. We are available where we can to bring assistance, and we are here. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. We got a lot of questions tonight. First question is, okay, Ron, I'm not going to answer your question, okay? You know, there's certain people that are asking us to about certain negative things. Okay, the world is filled with negativity. We got negative beings, ETs, graves, whatever, and I'm concerned about them as you are. But we don't ask the questions on the line, and our sources won't answer them because it would be dangerous to our work to do that. And so, Ron, I can't answer your question for that reason, okay? I mean, the goal here is not to focus on the negative, but to focus on the positive. And focus on the idea, and this is a real idea, that life continues after death, and that that the choices you make and the way you conduct your life does impact what happens to you after you leave this realm. And so we want to create an environment that people can understand that relationship and hopefully have the whatever happens to this planet in this realm have the opportunity to have a successful experience on the other side when they die. And in fact, a lot of people ask questions about that, okay? And so we'll be asking some of those questions. And this is from Jim, and I'll say your last name. I send out a request for people to ask questions, and I forgot to tell you to say where you live, your city, so they can locate you. So in some cases here, they may say they're going to pass on it, and you should submit it again with your city if they can't tune into you. But this is from Jim Ricken, and his question, the future looks pretty bleak for me and my family, the way things are going. What can I do to cause a more positive future? Thank you.
Thank you. If you continue to do the things that you have been doing, you can expect the results to be similar. So you need to break out of the box and to experience, first of all, to experience an energy of success. If there is a little thing that you do that gives you the feeling of success, or to tune in to another who is expressing success in the area which you have some expertise, someone that has broken through and is experiencing joy and success with something, to move out of the box of energy that you're in and introduce an energy of success. That's the first thing to bring in the new energy of what you wish, just to bring in the energy for you to experience what that energy is like, and then spend a few minutes every day looking at that energy. If you would even go to Starbucks and look at some of the students who are looking to their future, excited about an assignment, and to see their excitement, to just partake for a little bit in the energy of excitement and change and flow and growth, and then see where it is in your own life that you can begin to introduce that energy little at a time. That is a beginning thought concerning your question.
And, you know, I think this is true for everyone, that what happens is we all get stuck in our own little box, in our own little zone, and that is not who you necessarily are. And that if you want to get out of your box, if you want to create something different, you have to find a moment. A lot of times you circulate so much, I'm broke, I can't afford to get a cup of coffee in Starbucks, what am I going to do? You know, something that breaks your thought patterns, that gives you instead of like looking for a huge big thing that says, "Oh, my whole life has changed," start changing it, moving your consciousness a little bit at a time so that you can experience an expansion. And then you go back to the contraction and you can experience a expansion. And every time you experience an expansion, you're putting another brick down for a new building and new possibilities. But you have to create a strong intention to do it. And if you think it's going to come to you, probably won't. Okay, thank you for your question. This is a question from Don in Texas, who calls himself a lone wanderer. I guess he's also a lone state wanderer. His question is, I know this is a matter of our free will to believe in or not in the existence of hell and Satan. I believe it is inserted in the Bible as a scare tactic by the elites of the world. As stated by Ra in the Law of One, all routes lead back to the infinite creator, and it doesn't make difference if you're following service to self or service to other path. I'm just going to make a comment here. Service to self cannot go all the way up because the law, in order to go back to the highest realm, you have to have integrated the Law of One. And you can't go to the highest realm and integrate the Law of One, I don't think. Of course, sources can make their comment on it. If you're service to self, because then you have to use yourself. You have to abuse yourself because the beings who are service to self have an agenda of using everything around them for their own benefit. And so that's where it gets stuck. And also I will say, it's not as simple as service to self, service to other, because everyone is a mixture. It's just a matter of the percentages of your mixture. You can't have a physical body and have to take care of your body without having a certain degree of service to self, okay? Because that's you. That's your existence. And in order to exist, you have to have some dedication to existing, okay? That's service to self. It's like when you try to point everything around you into supporting your existence, that's when you're on a negative path or the service to self path. Okay, continuing with Don's question, in my estimation, neither one is easy to take on and follow. We have spiritual distractions as well as physical to contend with. We just need to be strong of mind and spirit and follow our hearts to the destination of choice. As a starseed and wanderer, what should be done to regain our objectives, and I think he means his objectives, within this incarnation? I am 99.999 to affinity percent convinced, and I'm at a loss how to. As you can tell from my message, I'm not a writer. Thank you, Don, and we turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. There are beings that are very powerful that have turned negative and do attempt to recruit people. It is a game that they play, and it makes it attractive. They make it attractive to some people to join their game. They, in some respects, are considered the keepers of hell or Lucifer. They try to make a bond, in some cases, with somebody that they feel can help forward their game. These are individuals who are working out their own karma, and they are known as negative or the devil or the hell areas. When an individual joins them, then they can be in for millions of years of detrimental negativity that can bring them disaster when they may not expect disaster, and it does bar their entrance to the higher realms, because in the higher realms, one needs to be totally open and at one with their surroundings. Everything, time moves so very fast that they, in those realms, have not a choice to be totally open and totally loving, and to open their hearts to others to receive the fast communication. And there is no place to hide hidden motives and hidden agendas.
Thank you. This is a question from BP Angel. Angel. And it's kind of a general question, so I don't think we need his city. And I don't think I'm going to ask the first question, which is about Lucifer, okay? But I'll ask a second question. And is there really going to be an Antichrist spoken of in the Bible? Or is there anything in this end times revelation? Now, I want to say he is saying, is Lucifer going to be the Antichrist? But I am not using Lucifer's name in the question. I'm just saying, is there going to be an Antichrist? And is there anything to the end times revelations? Thank you.
Thank you. There are agendas of different individuals who merge with the Lucifer concept and could be bound with the Antichrist. There are many versions of this in many people who are totally skeptical and out for themselves. So, as far as one big Antichrist, we do not see that such a thing is in place, and if one dates back through history, through earlier centuries, one sees the same placing of disaster prophecies, and particularly at the turns of the centuries come in the disaster prophecies. That has not yet been written, the different earth changes that may come about, and so moving forward, one can pattern their life so that they can avoid any negativity. We do not look at transition to another life as a negative factor. It is one of the steps of growth and providing opportunities to leave behind the difficulties that one has encountered and make a new start and to instigate further growth in a person's path. So when we look at disaster prophecies, we see consistently over the centuries there are a great many disaster prophecies. One, when they create within their own private life the love, the nurturing, the caring that fulfills them and those around them, they are doing themselves and their growth process and those of their families and friends a great service.
Thank you. I wanted to say that one of the things that I have learned is that it's the mass consciousness of humans that hugely impacts things that happen on our planet. The more people, the Earth connects with the humans energetically, and the more people that are in fear, the less connection there is. People in fear have a very hard time connecting. And so based on our consciousness, are all impacting the future, and that nothing is locked in stone. And so the key is how do we hold our space higher than fear? And how do we create the largest impact while we're alive in this realm to create a future that we all wished we could have? And that may not happen, but that's the way it will happen if it does. And we are the creators of that future if we do it. And just check, do our circles go along with what I just said?
Yes.
Okay.
You are the creator of your future, but do not feel badly if something does go wrong. Just use it as a growth experience. And
mm-hmm.
when you are in the third density, there are things that can go wrong, even beyond a person's control. So do not blame yourself if something happens beyond your control, but expand your field to be big enough to incorporate it into your life.
Thank you. Next question is from, Juan Guel, G-U-E-L, and I don't have his location, but Juan, I think we can feel you. I'm 44-year-old, single father of three. What's the best way to kick any drug addiction? Any way to bypass physical pain due to withdrawal?
When you are in withdrawal, to make sure you get enough vitamins, enough acetylcholine, one of the things drugs do is release acetylcholine into the brain. So you might want to take extra acetylcholine and extra B vitamins to make up for the detriment that the drugs have placed on your system when you have been using them, so that your body can repair faster.
Thank you. If somebody is going through a drug withdrawal, is working with an energy healer like Ed Spina something that could help reduce some of their symptoms?
Ed has a bag of tricks that he can send energy, he can send information, particularly in the areas you are having difficulty with, and he can stay in touch with you to help you through.
Thank you. Next question is from Isabel in Big Island. I assume that's Hawaii. Is it? Now, let me just say, Isabel, when you ask a question like this, there are so many variables that can come about that when you do something like this, and this is one of those situations where they're probably not going to give a yes or no, because it would take away your free will and your own experience. But they may tell you, well, I'll leave it up to them what they say, but they may give you an idea of how to make a move more successful, okay? I don't know what they're going to say. But the question is it in the best interest of myself and my boyfriend, Dan, and my cat, Raphael, to move to Big Island this summer of 2015? And it's Big Island, Hawaii.
Thank you. There are advantages to being on the Big Island, more opportunity for jobs. Being in an area that in the surroundings are nurturing. Things are relaxed. There is more opportunity. We do not give advice that you say yes or no, but we invite you to make a list of your advantages for moving over your advantages for staying, your disadvantages to staying, and any disadvantages that you can see to moving, like difficulty to get a new apartment, cost of living. These are some of the things to take into account, what your finances are for moving, and to actually look up pictures of where you are thinking of going to make it more real to you, whether this is something that you would feel comfortable with. Even to go and to, first of all, to go online, look up the areas, look up what is for rent, what is for sale, and just to give you an idea, a picture of what it is like in the area where you are contemplating moving and in the surrounding areas where you're contemplating moving, and where the food markets are and what your
desire for food is in purchasing where you may want to purchase food and costs, and you can get familiar before you undertake this with what it would be like to go as to compare with what it is like to stay.
Thank you. And, you know, one of the things I do, if I'm going to go somewhere, I think it's, first of all, really good to look up everything on the internet about where you're going to and make phone calls and talk to people and see if you get the feeling of the people there, because you can feel the energy of the island and different neighborhoods by making phone calls. And that I would go there, and oftentimes if you visit a place before you move, you're way more open to everything and people are more open to you. And so get to know the people before you go and say, and travel around the different neighborhoods and say, this is the one I like. And you can tune your energies in to help you make better decisions. Because if you make a really good decision, you find the really right apartment, you find the really right neighborhood, a place can be heaven. And if you make the wrong decisions, it could be hell. And before you commit yourself, experiment with the energy. And you know what? We're out of time for questions. And we had a lot of questions tonight. And the way we work it is if you ask the same question next week, a really good chance I'll ask it, especially if you asked it this week. And it shows your high intent to get an answer. So please resubmit your question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com Wednesday or before, okay? And in particular, Steve Krause had a good question. Paul had a good question on ascension. Let me see here. Gold Eagle. Gold Eagle, send me your address and resubmit your question, okay? Emilius has a question about his daughter. That's a good question. Please resubmit it. Michael has a good question about negative sources in other dimensions. Kurt in Springfield, Illinois, wants to know if he's a raw star seed. And Ron, I don't want to ask your question. Those are the kinds of questions that I don't want to answer because it'll get me in trouble. If you think about it, you'll understand why. And do we have closing words from our sources tonight?
This is Ra'an, and we are honored to be with each and every one of you. And we feel you out there. And we are at a very high frequency, so it may be hard to feel us, but we are feelable if you can come into our frequency. And if you see the color pink, it may be that you are connecting with us.
Thank you.
We send you love.
And I'd like to say, if you want to make a connection to the energies, our Sunday call is the best because we focus on that in particular. And on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
And thank you for being here. And we'll see you, some of you, on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you,
Wynn.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Tammy.
Sweet dreams.
Thank you. Peace and love to all.
Sunshine to you all.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Much love today.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry. Blessings to everyone.
Hello? Thank you, Jim. Huh?